Matt and I don't agree about too many things, but there are two things that we do agree on. Number one, we need to spend more time together. And number two, I am wonderful.
That's true.
Actually, number two is that we both enjoy watching movies, and so that's where two-point perspective came from.
You are wonderful, by the way.
Thank you. I paid him to say that.
But we came up with the idea because I was bored with some of the other projects that I was working on, and I thought doing some kind of little podcast would be kind of fun. And I thought it would give me an excuse to sit and watch movies and be able to sit and talk about it and stuff with Deanna, since we really don't. We look at things from completely different points of view, so I thought that would be just something interesting to do just for us. But then I thought if we could do it as a podcast, then it would give me something technical to do with it when we were done with it, so something to play with there. So the first movie that we thought we would do is the new rendition of Alice in Wonderland. This isn't the 1951 Walt Disney Alice in Wonderland. We may do that one later. This is the 2010 version, also a Walt Disney version, but this is the Tim Burton version with Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter and Anne Hathaway. So that's the one that we're going to be talking about today. So let's just kind of get an idea of what did you think about the movie overall? Did you what was the first thing that you liked about the movie? You liked the
probably like, the first thing I liked was the costuming. This is coming from somebody who, number one, never read the book, and number two, hadn't seen the 1951 version until last week.
So after we watched this one, yeah.
So I really liked the costuming, but apart from that, I just thought the characterization was really good. I liked the people that they picked for the parts, but I thought they developed the characters well, too.
Okay. I liked the graphics. I thought that the visual stuff was pretty cool as far as integrating the CG characters and landscape and stuff with the actual live action. It was pretty cool. I thought that was kind of neat. And I agree. I liked the people that they cast. They, you know, had really good actors to, you know what I mean, to portray the different characters and stuff in the story. Now the story really isn't the same old Alice in Wonderland story as far as the actual book goes. It's kind of a reimagining type thing, with her being 13 years old and having these dreams, which she figures out is really just memories of when she went to Wonderland the first time, which is kind of what the book was more about, and the first movie was more about that first time when she was a little girl. And so this movie is kind of about her going back as a kind of a teenager and going back through all that and as a kind of a form of escape for the social pressure, probably, of, you know, this whole arranged marriage thing that it shows at the beginning.
It was a way for her to get out of having to get married.
Yeah.
By being able to
kind of just run off and escape. And
where, when she escaped, she kind of found herself.
Right. So, but anyway, I liked the movie. I thought it was pretty good. I thought that the ending was a little abrupt and
kind of
anticlimactic as far as that goes. The overall story was pretty cool. I liked a lot of the visual imagery as well as just the music. I thought the soundtrack was cool. I liked I liked the premise of it also being, you know, kind of a Tim Burton with Danny Elfman doing the music. You know, I thought that it was kind of that darker, you know, kind of version as opposed to the lighter children version that they did in the 50s.
Which, just from what little bit I've read about the book itself was more of a dark version. So in that respect, I think this movie fits that better than what the 1951 version did.
Yeah, as far as that goes, I don't think, as far as literally, the 51 version is probably closer to the book, as far as specifics in the story. But I don't think that they meant it to be kind of a retelling of the same story again either. So, But anyway, I liked the movie. Did you
like
the movie?
I liked the movie. I would watch the movie again.
And would you recommend it for, what do you think, children to see this, or teenagers or adults? Or
I think it would be good for any age. There wasn't anything in it that I would find questionable for children.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, and I think the stuff that I would find questionable would be stuff that I don't think a kid would quite understand yet anyway, so I don't really think that they would find it questionable as a kid.
I think no matter what age you are, you're going to find something in it that you would enjoy, because it could appeal to a lot of different audiences.
Right. Yeah. I thought it was good. So, what do you think? Good? Yes?
I would say...
Recommend it?
I would say yes, I would recommend it.
Okay. I say I recommend it too. And anything else you want to say about the movie before we're done?
No.
All right. Well.
I think I'm done.
All right. I find it kind of ironic that the first podcast that we do about differing opinions, we tend to agree.
Which will add a third thing that we actually do agree on.
We like this movie.
Which may not happen again on any other, because our tastes are very diverse.
All right. Well, let's call that good, and thanks for listening to us.
And hopefully you'll listen again.
Hopefully. Or not. It might be better if you didn't. But anyway, we'll try to do these every once in a while and review different movies that we've watched, and it will be a good excuse for us to sit and watch movies together and basically just give our opinion on it and put it down on the internet for everybody else to hear what we think and what we have to say, whether they want to or not.
And whether they agree or not.
That's right. And if you don't
because
agree...
Because it's called two-point perspective.
Since we happen
not
to agree...
Not 1,000-point perspective.
Well, that's true, too. And if you don't agree... Or if you want to post your comments, you can always do it on our website.
If you disagree, make those comments to Matt. If you agree, make them to Deanna.
And you can post comments on our website at 1792coins.com. You can even do, if you register on the site, you can even do audio comments and submit those if you want to do it that way. Or if you just want to post a comment, you can write a comment in. And put it there on the website. Good oak. Is there anything else you want to say? Done?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.